I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado is now the first state in the country to allow all Olympic athletes training in the Centennial State to get in-state college tuition. Right now, it only applies to athletes living at the Olympic Training Center here in Colorado Springs. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor John Hickenlooper signed the bill into law in front of the head of the U.S. Olympic Committee, as well as a handful of athletes, including long-distance runner Jenny Simpson. She trains in Boulder, and at the 2016 Rio Olympics, she won a bronze medal in the 1500-meter race. She thinks the law will help a lot of future athletes.
Any time in any way that we can incentivize and make the path towards education easier, that's a really positive thing to do, especially for athletes that are really committing a large section of their life to competing for the Olympic team.
Utah has a similar law. However, unlike this one, it doesn't apply to Paralympic athletes. But schools wouldn't be required to offer in-state tuition. It just paves the way for it. It's estimated the law could impact about 350 athletes training here. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado wildland firefighters are preparing to forecast this summer's fire season. Governor John Hickenlooper and the head of the Division of Fire Prevention and Control are scheduled to discuss the outlook today. The National Interagency Fire Center's most recent outlook, issued at the beginning of the month, predicted below normal potential for significant wildfires in the Colorado mountains and normal potential for the rest of the state in May and June. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.